and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today my guest is author Sherry Buffington. She is here to talk to us about her new book, The Law of Abundance. Sherry Buffington has been immersed in the study of human nature, motivation, and success principles since 1978 and is a top expert on the behaviors and motivations of people. She is the founder, president, and CEO of Navicor International, a research and development firm focused on personal and professional development, motivation, and effectiveness, and is a pioneer in the field of personal effectiveness and developmental assessment. She is a coach, a consultant, a trainer, a presenter, and the author of several books, including The Law of Abundance, which presents a groundbreaking new theory. It provides a scientific perspective to the way energy impacts the outcomes of the life, work, and relationships of all people all the time. It answers the question so many of us have had as to why we don't get the results we want, in spite of diligently applying positive thinking models and in spite of working hard to achieve our success. So I am very excited to have Sherry on the program today. And if you are at your computer, you can actually go to her website, thelawofabundance.com, to do a little research while we're doing our interview today. So welcome to the program, Sherry.
Thank you, Juanita. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. So I'm really excited to talk with you about the Law of Abundance. You know, we've been hearing so much these days about the Law of Attraction. And so this, I guess, is a little bit different than that.
Yes.
So how so?
Well, the difference is that the Law of Attraction is a subjective process. The Law of Abundance actually incorporates the Law of Attraction. That's one of five parts, however.
Oh, okay.
The Law of Attraction is one part of a five-part formula. And people can and do get results following the Law of Attraction principles, and they can fail to get results. And the reason people fail to get results is because most people, and in fact most people fail to get results using just that one principle, because there are parts of the formula missing. And unless all five are there, energy doesn't flow toward abundance, and there's no exception.
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay, well, let's define the Law of Abundance before we dive into all of the five elements to that formula. So tell us what the Law of Abundance actually is. You know, you are saying that it's a precise science that actually can predict any outcome.
Yes, absolutely. It's a universal law, as absolute and precise as gravity. And when you look at it and you understand how this law works. You know, the principles, the same principles that direct electricity mm-hmm. unfailingly, so unfailingly that we can design all kinds of products around those laws,
mm-hmm.
also predict and deliver the outcomes of people, and just as predictably. You know, we determine our outcomes in ways that people have rarely ever imagined. You know, and there's just a lot more to it than positive thinking.
You know, it's really interesting that you kind of compare it to electricity, because I think that, you know, the Law of Abundance, the Law of Attraction, it's kind of in that woo-woo zone for mm-hmm. a lot of people. But when you bring it down to the actual science like you have
right.
in this book, I mean, it makes so much sense.
Yes, it does. It was really a useful realization that was so useful for me, because you hear all the time about the importance of, for example, setting clear goals, having a clear image of what you want your goals to be.
Mm-hmm.
Until I understood the law, the actual how the law of energy works and how it applies to the human condition, I didn't realize how absolutely important that piece was, the having a precise formula. For example, if you want 100 watts in a 100 watts of light in a room, you better have a 100 watt light bulb. You know, if you've got 1,000 watts or 7 watts, you're not going to have the level of light you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true in our lives. If we want a multi-million-dollar life, we'd better have a multi-million-dollar life designed and designed precisely, just as precisely as that 100-watt light bulb.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. So you're saying then that the Law of Abundance is working in our lives, whether we know about it, understand it, believe in it, any of that. It's
absolutely
working.
It's just, if you go jump off of a building, the law of gravity is going to do what it does, whether you believe it or not. The law of abundance does what it does, whether we believe it or whether we apply ourselves to it or not.
And ultimately, it's our choice.
It's our choice. And you know what? The law of abundance does not guarantee what we have an abundance of. Everybody has an abundance of something. Mm. You know, unfortunately, many of us have an abundance of things we don't want.
Right. Negative outcomes.
Negative outcomes. The law of abundance moves toward abundance, and it does it precisely and predictably every minute of every day.
That's so, and this is where we get into the whole idea of energy and energy flow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So talk to us about it, because this is a key concept to what you are talking about in the book. So yeah, tell us about energy and energy flow.
If you look at a light bulb, let's go back to the light bulb analogy.
Okay.
A light bulb only works if it's hooked up to energy, to the energy flow. And it only works if it's hooked up to the energy flow if we have a generator. So you have something generating electricity that can be a battery or something running on some other form of energy. And you have a line going to the receiver, which is, in this case, the socket in the bulb, and you have a line returning back to the generator. The same is true for humans. In our case, we're the generator.
Mm.
The line out for humans is an effort line, and even if you look at electricity, electricity does not leave a generator, a battery, unless it's boosted out somewhere, unless there's something inducing that energy out. Same is true with us. And for us, what that feels like is effort, and not just any effort. You know, for the law of abundance to flow in the right direction, that effort needs to be moving toward a clear and precise goal, the right receiver.
Mm.
So if we have a downed power line, for example, outside our property, that downed power line is flowing out a lot of energy, but it's not doing anything. It's not accomplishing anything. It's just flowing into the ground. And oftentimes when people are working really, really hard and disciplined, being disciplined and responsible and courageous and flowing and flowing, you know, pushing out that energy, if they don't have that clear goal, if it isn't going to a receiver designed to receive it and to translate it, it's just wasted energy, just pretty much like the down power line.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a clear goal and you're boosting that energy out responsibly and in a disciplined way and courageous way to a clear goal, now, if you aren't open to receiving it back, because the line back, just like in electricity, the line back to us, that energy line that comes back, has to be clear. It can't have any resistors on it. And for humans, resistors look like negative thoughts, fear, anger, judgment, all of the things that we see as negative. They are negative. But that return line is the receptive line, and it has to be open for energy to flow back freely. That happens in electricity, and it happens in the human experience. Now we have that. There's four of your five pieces. That's the generator, the line out, the receiver, and the line back in. You got you understand
mm-hmm.
what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the whole picture, however, because if we look at that again, applying it to electricity to that energy going to the light bulb, if we don't have insulators between the line out and the line in, we're going to have a short circuit,
mm-hmm.
and that short circuit is not going to allow the energy to get to the bulb, so we don't have any light.
Okay.
So
okay.
For humans, that insulator, the insulation between the line out and the line in, is faith. And it's faith in yourself, faith in other people, and faith in a generative force. And I use the term generative force because there's no question, I don't care whether you're talking to a scientist or a physicist or a religion, you know, someone who's religious, everyone agrees there is a generative force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we plant a seed and we expect it to grow, we believe in the generative force.
The creative force, exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason I used that term, because there's no dispute that that's there.
Yes. So this isn't a spiritual concept or a religious concept. This is a natural occurring.
This is a natural scientific concept.
Yes.
And you can apply it anywhere you want to, because it applies everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we don't have those insulators in place, and of those insulators, the most difficult one to develop, strangely enough, is the faith in self.
Yes.
We have grown up in a world where we are outer focused. You know, we are told that our worth is based on what car we drive and what house we live in and what clothes we wear and, you know, all of those external factors, to the point that we haven't been introspective enough. We haven't learned who we are authentically. And that's an important piece, because if we don't know who we are and where we're headed, we can't have passion.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't find that passion and purpose in our life, then when we get to the receiver, it doesn't matter how hard we're working. It doesn't matter how dedicated we are. It doesn't matter how courageous we are in stepping out and doing the right thing. if we get to that receptive place, that place where we need the receiver to translate energy for us,
mm-hmm.
and we're not clear about who we are or what that looks like, again, we're like a down power line.
Yes.
Nothing is happening in our lives. We're just expending energy.
Isn't that interesting? And do we get physically fatigued from that as well?
Oh, absolutely. Have you ever had a circumstance where you're dealing with someone who's just a really negative person?
Yeah.
You know, they're
energy drainer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. You leave that situation and you're just wiped out. Or you go to a job that you don't like. People do it every day.
Okay.
They go to jobs that they don't like, they're not happy with, there's no passion around it. It's just what they're supposed to do, they think.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're living for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the weekends, they're so tired, they don't have the energy to do the things that they want and desire to do.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely it impacts us whether we're dealing with people or whether we're doing activities that drain us of energy.
I think that's a really powerful aspect of this book, and you really dedicate several chapters to the whole idea of insulating your path to abundance. I mean, that's really powerful. And, you know, this the whole idea of the absolute importance of self-mastery and self-understanding. Where does someone start if they maybe haven't been on that self-journey, you know, where they're discovering who they are?
Well, the place to start, one, is to understand what is required, what the law of abundance says, you know, and understanding this is a precise law. It is never failing, and if you aren't applying it fully, you're not getting the results you want. And to understand that in order to apply it fully, you have to know what your passion is. You have to know what will drive you forward and get you through the difficult times and what those insulators look like. You know, belief in yourself, belief in other people, belief in something bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's look at the current economy right now. You know, we are driving this economy. We're driving it in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
We're driving it because why? We are focused on the wrong things. We are feeling fearful.
Very fearful.
Very fearful. We're feeling anxious. We're pulling in our horns. We're doing exactly the opposite of what we as a nation should be doing.
So tell us what we should be doing. Actually, this reminds me of the article that you have on your website mm-hmm. about the economy right now and what we can actually do.
Sure. What we should be doing is focusing on possibilities, because in a downturn economy,
mm-hmm.
you know, those people, if you look at the Great Depression, during the Great Depression, the image that we have that was thrown out by the media is that everybody was suffering. That's not what statistics show. Statistics show that only one-third of the population was suffering. Another third stayed pretty well even, and a third actually gained through that process. And the same will occur now. A third of us will suffer, a third will stay pretty much even, and a third will gain. And what will be the difference? The difference will be what we're focused on and how we're using that energy, the law of abundance energy.
Mm-hmm.
So those who gain are focused on opportunities, possibilities. Those who lose are focused on the loss, on fear, on I better pull in my horns and remove myself from the energy flow.
The doom and gloom scenario.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're looking at possibilities, you're out investing, at least investing in yourself, investing time and energy to learn things, to know, to ensure that you're going to come out the other side stronger. You know, there's an old axiom that what doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Right.
You know, if this isn't going to kill most of us, we're going to come out the other side stronger.
So what happens when you are working with this law and it's supposed to be a guarantee, the law of abundance, and then we have things like this that happen that seem to be beyond our control, really, you know? So really, maybe it's not so much of a guarantee. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what a listener might be thinking that, you know, well, look at the state we're in, and I don't know.
Well, and the reason for that is because we live, life is an open system. It's not a closed system. Do you know what a dead battery is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A dead battery is a system, is a closed system, in which energy has reached equilibrium. There's now equilibrium. Life is not a closed system. So people try to make it that way. But if you're trying to create a closed system life, you're creating a dead battery, essentially.
Oh, interesting.
In an open system, we impact each other. You know, my behaviors are going to impact your life in some way. And the behavior, we're where we are economically, because our leaders, the behaviors of those who lead this country, have not acted in a way that has been beneficial. So we're all feeling the impact of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in an open system, we absolutely do impact one another, and things impact other things. But the fact is that when we understand the law of abundance, and we understand how to work with it, we're better prepared to deal with anything, whether it's a recession or a hurricane. We're better prepared.
Wow, that's so interesting. So, Terry, how did you actually stumble on the law of abundance?
I have been working with individuals and studying success principles for many years now. And I developed a process, which we got patented back in 1999, that is an assessment that looks beyond your conditioning to find what your truth is, your authentic self.
Mm.
And I saw and continue to see amazing transformations in people once they understand who they are, who they came to the world to be, and what that authentic self is, so that they can begin moving in that direction. Awareness is huge. But I also ran into people who had such severe conditioning in childhood,
mm-hmm.
that they described it pretty much as like, I see the door and I see the light beyond the door, but I can't reach the door because there's things in my way, the old conditioning. So I began looking for a way to get that out of the way. And I'm a brief therapist, and the briefer the better.
So
I wanted things that gave very quick results. And I began searching for that and had the good fortune to stumble into a process that understanding why some of the processes out there don't work, and so I created one, a process that did, and yet that process required the a facilitator. It wasn't something, and it takes quite a while. It can be up to 3 hours to go
mm-hmm.
through this process.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly I couldn't reach large numbers of people, which is my goal, to change lives en masse, doing one person at a time, and you can only get to two a day. So I was looking for another process that would work, and that would work quickly, and that people could actually do. You could go into a group of 50 people, and they could all do it for themselves. And I had some of our coaches that use my products recommend a couple of programs. And in looking at them, I realized that they all had something in common, not just with each other, but with hypnotherapy and NLP and the accelerated mind patterning system that I had developed. So everything had something in common. And I thought, you know what, if I can figure out what that is, it's going to be really important.
Mm.
And that was just one of those things that niggled around in my brain for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up in the middle of the night one night with the clear awareness that I needed to go to the computer and start researching electricity and energy. And I'm, you know, at 3 a.m, you're not too inclined to do that.
Yeah, right.
And so I laid there and argued with myself for about an hour, and finally at 4 o'clock got up and dutifully went to the computer and started researching electricity, and it just all came flooding in. And then it was a process of unraveling everything, and so I could write it out. But it was actually literally one of those things that comes in the middle of the night, and you go follow through and find a gift.
One of those 3 a.m. wake-up calls.
One of those 3 a.m. calls, exactly.
All right.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Just to remind you, talking today with Sherry Buffington. She is the author of The Law of Abundance. You can find out more about Sherry through her website, thelawofabundance.com. So how has using this law of abundance and what you've created with this whole model of the circuitry, how has this all changed your life and the success that you're seeing?
It has changed it dramatically. When I look back over my life, I realize that wherever I have applied that law correctly, I have always gotten everything I wanted, always. And where I've failed to apply it, I haven't. Mm. And understanding what you're doing wrong, when you know what the whole formula is, and you can look at the whole formula and go, okay, here's what I'm not doing. Mm. And in some areas of my life, I could see that I was not being disciplined enough or responsible enough. Mm-hmm. In other areas, I could see that I didn't have a clear enough receiver. My goals weren't clear enough.
Oh, okay.
They were there, but they were fuzzy. And fuzzy goals get you fuzzy results.
Yep. Yeah.
And in other areas of my life, I could see that the piece that was missing was that I wasn't open enough to it or receptive enough. And when you know exactly what to adjust, now you could get a much better outcome because you're adjusting the right thing. When we don't know what's wrong, when we don't get the result we want, and we don't know what to adjust, we just keep getting the same result.
Oh, I see. So we don't know the formula, so we don't know what to change.
Exactly. We don't know what to change. We don't know what to adjust to get a new result.
Oh, okay.
And oftentimes people just change their approach. Weight loss is a good example. People try different pills. They try different formulas. They try different diets, and they still get the same result. And the reason they get the same result is because they still have the same receiver, and that receiver is their body image.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So when we understand what's off on the formula, and I've even had people sit down and look at this formula and go, oh, I can see I'm disciplined and I'm responsible and I'm courageous in what I do. I've got a clear goal. I'm receptive to getting stuff back, but my insulators are not in place. So any time bad things happen in the world, and they do, I short-circuit myself. So when you understand those five pieces have to be in place, and you can look at your life, any part of your life, whether it's relationships or finances or your fitness or anything, when you can look at any area of your life and go, what is missing from this formula here, now you can purposefully change it if you choose to.
Hmm. So break down those five elements again. I know we're kind of touching on them just for listeners here.
Okay. The first one is the generator, and that's you.
Okay.
You generate the energy. The second is the line out, which for the positive abundance to flow in the right direction, the line out has to be a positive line, what an energy would call a positive line, which is, for humans, responsible, disciplined, courageous action. It's action.
Mm-hmm.
We can't positive think our way out of a traffic jam, can we? We have to do something.
Yeah.
So that's the line out. And that's, interestingly, although it needs to have effort to boost it out, it also needs to feel effortless, because if it doesn't feel effortless, then there's resistance around it.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's why the passion is so important, because if you're line out, although there's effort, think about something you love doing. You're doing it for 4 or 5 hours, and pretty soon your body goes, can you feed me? I'm hungry.
Right.
You're doing a lot. You're accomplishing a lot, but it doesn't feel like work, does
it?
Yeah. That's how it has to feel. That's where the energy is flowing in the right direction.
And that's how we should be gauging our lives, I guess.
Absolutely. And you're literally in flow, meaning your energy is flowing toward abundance, positive abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got that line out to a clear and precise goal. Again, if you want 100 watts of light, you need a 100 watt light bulb. If you want $1 million life, you need $1 million design. A clear life design is the third element. An open, receptive line back, believing that the energy I send out to that clear goal is going to come back to me in exactly the way I have designed my receiver to receive it and send it back. Those are four of the five elements.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth one is insulation.
Okay.
We have to be insulated from the negativity that occurs in life, because an interesting thing when you look at negative and positive thinking, negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative intent versus positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive intent, the negative ones follow the exact same path as we follow when we get to negative abundance. In other words, the line out is irresponsible, undisciplined, taking the easy path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The line back is angry and resistant and irritable and grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So positive thoughts and feelings, because they follow the negative path, impose themselves on us. Negative ones. Negative thoughts and feelings impose themselves on us.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go away unless we make them. That's not true of positive thoughts, feelings, and intent. They do not impose themselves on us, and we never want them to go away when they show up.
Right, right. So it's interesting. That just makes me think of how being around negative people, I mean, for myself, you know, I'm pretty positive, but when I get around a lot of negative people, I start getting really negative myself.
Absolutely. It's just like, and again, it's pure energy. When you understand energy flow, for example, if you sit a cold item next to a hot item, the hot item doesn't stay warm and the cold item warm up to its level.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is the cold item draws energy from the hot item. And so now you have the warm item getting colder, and in the exchange from hot to cold, that's how it flows. From positive to negative is how it flows.
Yeah. It seems so simple.
And in that exchange, now what you have is two objects, neither of which have an ambient temperature that would be equal to half.
Mm.
They're equal to about a third by the time the exchange takes place because some of the energy is lost in the process.
Yeah.
So the same thing happens when you're in a negative group of people. They're drawing energy from you, and when you leave, both you and they are diminished.
Yes. Yeah. Very true. That's so interesting.
Yeah, we see that in teams and organizations all the time. One negative person in a team can drag down the entire team.
Yeah, the bad apple. It's really true.
It's really true.
So tell me about using this law. Do you see that once you start using the principles of the law of abundance, that you start seeing the benefits happen exponentially, you know, as you're using it? How does this actually work in practical terms?
You do start seeing changes. I have seen some amazing changes in areas where my goal was fuzzy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
By making that a clearer goal, and by letting go of resistors, or by deciding if it happens to be the area to be more responsible, you absolutely see physical results. But it's the whole formula. If you aren't using the whole thing, we cannot positive think our way out of things. We cannot just work our way out of things.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot, you know, we need the whole thing. And
yeah.
In understanding the whole formula and applying it, I have seen some amazing things change in my life. And interestingly, when the energy starts flowing in the right direction, things do show up almost miraculously. It's why people say, you know, that positive thinking brings you positive results. But if the law of abundance is a reality, and it is, then that means that life has to be full of opportunities and full of possibilities. We just fail to see those opportunities if we aren't keyed for them,
mm-hmm.
if we haven't set ourselves up to find them.
Mm-hmm.
They're around us every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is when you have the whole formula in place in any particular area of your life, you start looking for opportunities. You become aware of them, and you take advantage of them. And so life begins to move in the right direction. Is it a quantum leap? No. Energy doesn't flow like that. Energy really doesn't take quantum leaps. Energy, and we can look at that factor by looking at evolution. Rarely does evolution create a quantum leap. It makes adjustments. It adjusts to a better result and a better result and a better result. And that's exactly what we do. But does it lead steadily toward abundance? Absolutely.
It almost seems like working with this law is like working out a muscle. You know, the more you use it, the stronger you get.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So you're positively, you're correctly applying your energy to the muscle, and the muscle is correctly responding.
Mm-hmm. You know, this really is different than a lot of the models out there. You know, you've been talking about the positive thinking model, which, you know, has its good aspects. But the way you're explaining it is really coming full circle. I like the idea of the current coming back.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that things like The Secret,
mm-hmm.
this really popular movement called The Secret,
yes,
the reason it works for some people but not for everyone is because the people it works for have all the other pieces of the formula in place. The only piece they have missing is the open, receptive line coming back. That's all that's missing for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're already doing responsible, disciplined, courageous things. They already have a clear goal.
Mm-hmm.
They already have insulators in place. They believe in themselves. They believe in other people. They believe in a generative force, something bigger than themselves. All the rest of the formula is in place. And all they had missing was that open, receptive line.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute they open that line, which is what the law of attraction or the things like The Secret do, mm-hmm. open that line to reception, then the whole formula is in place.
Then they're really flowing.
And then you have people that will jump onto a movement like that who don't have their insulators in place.
Oh, okay.
They're working hard, they're being disciplined and responsible, they've got a clear goal, and the minute they start allowing that energy to flow back, it flows back. But as soon as something bad happens, because their insulators aren't in place, everything short circuits, and now they're back where they started from.
Yeah, and they don't know why. Yeah, yeah. I think that was a bit of a disservice to the whole movement, that it wasn't really, it wasn't explained to that kind of extent.
Well, I don't think, until I came to the realization that resulted in that book, I had no idea how electricity or that energy, the laws of energy applied to my life.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they did or how they did.
Yeah.
And so until, we've had for hundreds of years the laws spelled out for us. That began back with Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
The laws have been spelled out for 100 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
We just have never applied them to the human factor.
Good point.
And so when we take those laws that are absolutely precise and we apply them to us as humans, we go, oh, well, okay, we're energy. Einstein proved that everything is energy, and that includes you and me,
mm-hmm.
and everybody else on this planet. So if everything is energy, then everything must follow the laws that dictate what energy does.
Yeah.
And when you find out that it does, and you realize, oh, okay, now I can see what's here and what's missing. And it isn't that the law of attraction, anybody who espouses that and says it works, it does work for them. It works for them because they have the rest of the formula in place.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
If we don't know that it's working for us because we have the rest of the formula in place, then we assume that, well, this is the only thing I've added to my life, and my life has changed dramatically and wonderfully, so this has got to be the piece. This has got to be it.
How amazing to discover how powerful we are.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is.
And
how powerful life is and how much it's on our side if we allow it to be.
If we allow it to be, exactly, and it is our choice. And once we get this knowledge, then that really puts us in the driver's seat. You mm-hmm. know, what do we want to do?
Yeah, and then we can design our life purposely and live the life we want.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that part of your book at the end, the chapter you have on really creating the life you want. I mean, you lay down, I think, about 10 steps that mm-hmm. that are just so easy to understand, practical, and just, I mean, there's the outline.
Yeah.
You know, it's fantastic. I really love it. So I guess you don't really believe in limitation.
Absolutely not. And how can you look at a law that is on your side and it is designed toward, we live in an abundant universe, and we as far as we know, our home planet Earth is the most abundant pocket out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can we believe in limitation?
Yeah, it's true. But we do. Conditioning, I guess.
Conditioning. And again, it's a result of not knowing different,
yeah.
of not having the information that says the law of energy moves steadily toward more and better things.
Mm-hmm.
If we understand that and we apply it, then, it's the old nose to the grindstone, work until it hurts, no pain, no gain.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all erroneous pieces of information when you mm-hmm. understand the law of abundance.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like a lot of struggle with some of those old axioms.
Mm-hmm. And the minute we start struggling, what happens?
Yeah.
We put up resistance.
Resistance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And energy slows down.
Yeah.
And we don't get what we want.
Yeah, yeah. So interesting. Well, Sherry, we could talk all day, I think, but our time is kind of winding up here. But I really wanted you to leave our listeners today with maybe some things that they can do right now to start working with this law while they're waiting for your book to come in the mail, what can they do today if this is the first time they've been hearing about the law of abundance?
Well, I would say the first thing is to start working on discovering who you are and what your values are and what is important to you. Because until you know those things, you cannot design the life you want. You cannot design it clearly enough or effectively enough. Everything flows from your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Everything and life flows fully and correctly from your authentic life. So the first thing is to find out what that is. And it's so important. It can't even be stressed enough how important that is. So look at what's important to you. And, you know, this is a great time to do that, too, because we can't rush out there and be consumers to the level we used to be.
Mm.
It's a great time to discover who we are.
This really is a place of recreating ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And when you look at the fact of recreating, what do I want that self to look like? And if you don't know, then it's a... Invest in yourself enough to understand that, because it is so essential.
Mm.
The other thing people can do right now is just go to the website, the Law of Abundance website, because there are three chapters they can read right now. They can understand, and there are graphs there, as you've been there and you've looked at it.
Yes.
There are graphs that they can look at to see what the four energy paths are and the one they want to be on. There are articles they can read. There are all kinds of things that... they can start there looking, and it doesn't cost a cent to do that,
mm-hmm.
to go and understand what does that flow of energy look like? Where am I on those paths? Which of those paths am I on right now, and which ones do I never want to be on? And you don't want to be on any of the other three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's four paths, and only one of the four takes you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. And would you suggest people start journaling or writing to really maybe understand some of the experience that they've had, that they haven't had the outcomes, and kind of break things down mathematically almost?
Yes, definitely, because when you start journaling, a lot of people think that's a real problem, that they don't like doing it, and yet so much comes from journaling.
Yeah.
If you look backwards, if you journal for even a couple of months, and you go backwards and you look at what you've journaled, patterns begin to emerge. And those patterns are, you can take that the patterns that are emerging and going, okay, where on the law, on this path, on this journey toward abundance, where do these patterns fit? And either they fit in a positive way or they fit in a negative way, and then you have an opportunity to see them and adjust them.
Mm.
Again, we can't fix what we can't see.
Yeah, good point. Well, wonderful. Any other advice you want to leave readers with?
Invest in yourself. There's no greater investment on the planet than investing in yourself. Spend time, and that could be time or money or both, but invest in yourself. It's the gift that once you have it, nobody can take it from you.
Mm.
You know, the more you understand, the more you grow, the more you move in the direction that is your ideal, authentic life, you know, the happier and more content and more joyous and more prosperous you're going to be. And nobody can take that from you in any economy or in any circumstance.
Wonderful. Wonderful last words, Sherry. Thank you so much for coming on the program today. This has been wonderful.
Thank you, Juanita. It was my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you.
Yeah, me too. And good luck with the Law of Abundance, and I really hope to have you back again. Just one last question. Are you planning on any other books in the near future?
Actually, I have a companion book that I'm working on right now to go with the Law of Abundance, because I have had many people say we need a workbook to work through.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm working on right now.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to have you back for that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. You take care.
Thank you, Anita. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, what a great bit of information we got today. So Sherry's website is thelawofabundance.com. That's Sherry Buffington and her book of the same title, The Law of Abundance. And I just hope that you've gotten some good information from this interview today that will really help change your life and turn things around and just offer you a different outlook. I mean, this has been some really interesting information today. So go check out Sherry's website. And I just want to thank you once again for tuning in to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson. Until next time.